Live coverage from day two of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, with the excellent Whistling Donkeys live at the rally closing party this Sunday night.
Well, it's a very good morning as Highland Radio continues its coverage of the 2017 Jewel Donegal International Rally. It is day two of the big event, and what a big day lies ahead as well. 125 competitive kilometres for the cruise. There's eight stages with big ones in there as well. Gary Gort, Knockalla, Cairnhill and Garton will all be done twice today. At the head of the international field, Donagh Kelly and Conor Foley in their focus have a 12-second advantage, while at the front in the national rally, Kevin Eaves and William Lynch in the Tour de Corolla, they lead by 8.5 seconds. We'll run down through the top 15s in both the international and the national in just a few moments. But let's now get the thoughts of some of the competitors who are leaving Parc Fermé in the LYT in Letterkenny. Let's go live now to the Parc Fermé and join Chris Ashmore. Chris.
Yes, thanks very much, Oisin. Well, the leaders, of course, are just away a few moments ago. Aidan Ray has just gone past, going well, of course, leading Group N. And we'll just see if we can get a word. Maybe Columba Hina just coming up beside me. Glenn Alcorn on board in the Toyota Corolla. And we'll just get a quick word. Columba, we're live on Highland Radio here. What's the plan for the morning?
We'll hopefully get an alternator on our first here. As you can see, there are a gang of boys pushing me out of Parc Fermé here this morning. But we had a lot of wee problems yesterday, but nothing really slowed us down too much, you know. So, look, hopefully if we can get a day out of troubles, I'd be happy.
And conditions look great.
Hopefully it stays dry too. If we have a few dry tyres, we're going to try and use them up.
Thank you very much. And that was Columba Hina. Glenn Alcorn on side and back from Perth. So it just goes to show the appeal of the Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine here will just get a quick word from Derry taking part. Callum, we're live on Highland Radio Sport. All set for eight stages.
Yeah, all set. It's going to be another mad pace today, no doubt. I'm looking forward to it.
And as far as the car is concerned, you're in the Opel Adam, everything in tip-top shape?
Yeah, everything's going good, Dan. Got a new engine in before the ride. We're happy. The pace is good. And no dramas yet tonight.
Great. We wish you the best of luck. So, Oisin, that's just the flavour of things here as they move out of Parc Fermé. We're down at the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, the car park just off the Port Road. Plenty of them more to go out. But the leaders are away. Donagh Kelly, Manna Kelly, Gary Jennings, and also the national leaders away as well. Back to you.
Okay, thanks to Chris Ashmore. Chris will be speaking to a number of the other competitors over the course of the next 20 minutes to 30 minutes. And if you log into highlandradio.com just after 10 in the sports section, you will be able to hear more of those interviews. So then, let's take a look at the international rally. As you know, Donagh Kelly and Conor Foley in the Ford Focus WRC are heading in to day two with a 12.2 second advantage over the chasing pack. Donagh Kelly was faultless yesterday on day one, and he's looking to continue that form into today. The defending champions are Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett in the Subaru S12B. They sit second overall ahead of today's action. And another set of former winners, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, are sitting third overall in their similar Impreza S12B. A further 10.8 down on Manus Kelly, but they trail the leaders Donagh Kelly by 23 seconds. Interesting to note, the leading pair are the only crew in the top three not to have won an international title yet. Will that change this weekend for them? Outside of the top three, there's a huge battle going on, a fascinating battle in the R5 category. This, of course, is for overall championship points. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in that Fiesta R5 lead the category, fourth overall, but they just have a slender 2.7 second advantage over Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, who were really on the pace towards the end of the stages yesterday. Sixth overall and a further 17 adrift of Sam Moffat is his younger brother Josh, who has James Fulton on board in the Fiesta. Seventh overall, Parik Duffy and Kevin Glynn. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath are sitting in eighth overall in the Mitsubishi. And as you heard Chris say there, they are leading Group N, that is Class 4. We have also heard from Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the Opel Adam. They lead Class 2 and sit 9th overall in the International. Richard Tannehill and Aileen Kelly in the Peugeot are 10th. Cahill McCord and Stephen O'Hanlon in a Mitsubishi 11th. Marty Gallagher and Dean O'Sullivan are 2nd in Class 2, 12th overall. PJ McDermott and Niall Burns in the Subaru Impreza lead Class 7 and 13th overall. William Creighton and Liam Regan, 14th overall in the Peugeot. And the top 15 in the International is wrapped up by Gary Cooney and Dara Mullen in their Subaru Impreza. They also sit second in Class 7 at the moment. Some of the other crews still in the international field. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey had their problems yesterday, losing 3 minutes, but they're heading into day two in their Skoda Fabia R5. Gavin Kelly and Alain Nishi in the Mitsubishi, also still there. John Coyne is a former tarmac champion and competed in the very first Donegal Rally in the early 70s. He's driving a Porsche 997 this weekend. Stephen Joyce is on board. They lead Class 6 and are still in the international field. David Kelly and James Conwell in the Citroen are still there. The ladies of Glenda and Jasmine Boyle are leading Class 3 in their Honda Civic. They're having a big battle with Christopher Boyce and Pascal Dillon, who are just 13 seconds adrift second in the class. Well, the likes of Alistair Glenn and Lee Simpson and Mark Boyle and Charles Geller in the Mitsubishi are also still competing in the international field. As we told you, Kevin Eaves is leading the national rally by 8.5 seconds. We'll hear from him in just a few moments. But first of all, the rally leader at the head of the international field, here's Donagh Kelly. He told Chris yesterday, as they headed to Parc Fermé, that a small mistake can be costly on day two.
Well, look, after six stages, they only have a 12-second lead. You know, it's great, and I've had a great day. But it puts into perspective, really. You know, you have to go at the same pace. And you can see there the difference between myself and Manus at the moment. It's just nip and tuck. You know, one stage there, 300ths of a second between us. 1 second on the last stage. You know, so a small slip, a spin or anything, and your lead will be gone. So, but it'll be very much Max attack again in the morning.
You've come close in other years, and you know how thin that line is between being successful and not.
Yeah, well, look, we're definitely not thinking about Sunday. We set our plan this weekend to go stage by stage, you know, and again, our next focus is the Gary Gork stage first thing in the morning, you know, then it'll be Knockala and so on, you know, so very much keeping just a focus stage by stage, and hopefully we could do that for 20 stages.
Kevin Eaves, a very satisfactory first day for you. You must have been delighted with the way things went overall.
It was a good push from the start now, and there was a whole bundle of a stage three. I think the top seven was within 10 seconds, so we got out on the second loop now and we kind of got steadied in and we pulled a wee bit back, and there's only an 8 second lead. I think there's only 20 seconds between the top seven, so it's nothing to be messed with. It's what we want after day one. We're leading, what more could you ask for? But there'll be still big battles all day tomorrow and all day Sunday if we can get that far.
Day two is always the really big day because there's the extra stages, and we knew beforehand it was going to be quite a battle, and it's really living up to expectations.
Yeah, no, definitely. Hey, every top modified man in the country is here this weekend, so that's all to go for tomorrow yet. So tomorrow's the long day and Sunday's a big long day, so we'll just keep at it and see where we end up.
Any worries or any concerns over the car?
No, all's good. As long as we keep it out of the grass, we'll be on all right. The boys are doing a good job here, so not cars going flying. Hey, it's all just down to us now. Keep it going.
There you go. That's Kevin Eaves, who is driving that Corolla. William Lynch is on board. They lead the national rally. They have a cushion of 8.5 seconds over the chasing pack. Eaves making his move in the final loop yesterday to move ahead of Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. The Corolla ahead of that escort of Gallagher and Walsh. Elsewhere in the top three, Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy, they get safely through day one. They set 5.7 adrift off Damien Gallagher in second and are 14 off the pace off Eaves. Former winner Gary McPhillips is James McNulty on the notes. They're leading Class 14 at the moment and sit in fourth position overall in the National. Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan are up as far as second at one stage in the Darien yesterday, are fifth overall, and they sit second in Class 14. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are third in Class 14 and sixth overall. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan, another of the escorts, sits in seventh place. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill are in 8th. Vivian Hamill and Andrew Greenan, 9th in the top 10 in the National, sees Frank Kelly, a man, of course, who's battled out for podiums in recent years, with Michael Cody on board. They sit in 10th position overall. Interesting that the cars, bar the Starlet of Declan Gallagher and the Darien of Kevin Gallagher, can't forget about Kevin Eaves as well. He has a Toyota Corolla. The rest of them are all escorts, and it's a lot of escorts continuing down through the line as well. 11th, Eugene Megan and Sarah Whelan in the BMW. Barry McLaughlin And A. Gallagher and the Escort are going well. 12th overall. Damien Toner and Denvin Rafferty in an Escort 13th, with Cormac Fillion and Katja Ahul in the Civic leading class 13 and sitting in 14th position overall, while Peter Wilson and Brendan McElhinney are second in class 13 and wrap up the top 15 in the National. Some of the other selected Northwest crews who are still going in the National Rally: Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn lead class 11 R. Colin Bahina, who we heard from, along with Glenn Alcorn, are third in class 13. Declan McCrory and Gretchen McCrigan from Tyrone are third in class 20. Brendan Freeland, JP Boyle are third in class 11 R. Michael Dunlop, the star of the Isle of Man TT last week, he's still in the Donegal International Rally in that Escort, competing in the National. He's inside the top 30. Robert Fagg is on board calling the notes there. JP Logue and James Logue, the brothers, they lead class 11F in their Honda Civic. Adrian Sweeney and Shane Buckley second in class 11F. JF Shovlin and Kenny Buster leading class 15. James McDermott and Tony Martin Kern second in class 12. While Johnny and Cahar Wulhair are third in class 11F. There's still a few more. Shane and Kieran Carr in the Vauxhall Nova second in class 10. While Dennis Ferry and Donald Connolly in the Mitsubishi Evolution 9 are second in class 22. Eamon McLaughlin and Stephen Boyle in the Vauxhall Nova third in class 10. While Stephen Gallina and Sean Doherty in the Opel Corsa are second in class 9. That's just some of the selected Northwest crews who are sitting in top 3 positions in their respective classes. There is, of course, a whole host of other local crews still involved in this rally, but unfortunately we're not getting the time to mention every single one of them this morning, but we will try to give you a mention as the day progresses, particularly later on in the afternoon during the service park time. So a lot of crews are going well in the rally, but not so much for others. In the R5 category yesterday, Aaron McHale and Dara Kelly in the Citroën crashed out. Robert Barabel and Damien Connolly in the impressive looking Hyundai also crashed out on the second loop yesterday. In the National Rally, Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan's rally finished early on stage 1, while Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore suffered mechanical problems on stage 5 in Letter League, and their event also coming to an end. And sad to see Phil Collins wrap up another Donegal rally. The former British champion will not continue in day 2. So what lies in wait for the competitors today? There's 125 kilometres. There's 8 stages to be tackled, with some big ones in there. There's 11 kilometres of Gary Gort and almost 20 kilometres of Knockalla. They will be done twice in the morning. Service area, as it always is on a Saturday, is at the Milford Mart. Then in the afternoon, we've got 17 kilometres of Cairn Hill and a further 15.5 of Garton Lake. They will be done twice as well before they come back towards Letterkenny at around 6:30, 7 o'clock this evening. So it's the biggest day of the rally, and there's going to be some big stories to come, I'm sure, over the course of the hours of today. 141 cars will take to the start line, a number of cars getting back in under Rally 2 rules, and we're also going to see the start of the historic rally later on today as well. You can, of course, tune Highlands Way throughout the course of the day for all the action from the 2017 Jewel Donegal International Rally. At the head of the national event, it is Kevin Eaves and William Lynch, who lead by 8.5. But at the front of the international, at the main field, Donna Kelly and Connor Foley head in today too, with an advantage of 12.2 seconds over the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. The first car due on Gary Gort is at 20 past 10 this morning, and we'll be back with another update shortly after that.
Keep pace with the leaders on the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny. Rally Saturday at Pulse Venue. 6 rooms, 9 bars, 2 floors, 1 super venue.